A listener production.
Hi, and welcome back to Broadsheet Melbourne Around Town. I'm your host, Ruby Harris. This week, we're looking at a much-awaited new opening, an exciting international tour, and staycation and bathhouses to check out around the city. Joining me this week is Broadsheet's national editor, Michael Harry. Welcome back, Michael.
Thanks, Ruby.
I have a question for you.
The question of the week. The burning question.
What was the best thing you ate this week?
Again, I just had a quick flick through my phone camera roll, which is always just 90% food shots.
Of course.
Yes.
What else would it be?
Exactly. So just on Saturday, just gone, I did a bit of a double. I went to Bistra in Carlton and Bar Olo, which is also in Carlton, Carlton North, around the corner.
That's the new one from Scopri?
Scopri's new one.
Yes.
Yeah. Beautiful little Italian kind of aperitivo bar. I didn't eat there because I was already stuffed from my lunch at Bistra. So that's the best thing that I ate this week.
Standout dish.
Look, they are really known for their burger, which is this real two-hander, glossy kind of bun, big juicy patty, cheese, a huge giant pickle, and then a massive basket of fries, like super
Perfect.
Crunchy fries on the side. So yeah, that was really amazing. It's hard to go past a burger.
Very hard.
Yeah, but they've got lots of lovely things there. We had a little kind of rusty thing with creme fraiche and trout roe, which was a great little starter. There were some scallops, there was some beautiful bread, great wine. And yeah, it just feels like a bit of a step back to kind of the big fancy restaurants of the 2000s or something, like white tablecloths with the paper on the top. Just a lovely.
I love that.
Lovely little changeable menu, great wine, and just a cool little vibe. Like it feels really shiny and new and kind of like something's happening there.
I have to say, based on your recommendation a few weeks ago, I finally went to Embla.
Oh, did you?
And I think the best thing I've eaten this week and possibly this year is the little chicken skin crisp with the whipped anchovy.
Yes.
And that is out of this world.
The real, like, what a surf and turf.
Unbelievable.
Anchovy and chicken skin.
Yes.
Like so umami and amazing.
It was so good.
Yeah, and what a cute spot.
So yeah, we had the nicest night there, like so cozy. Mm. Really good for winter, I feel like a nice, cozy spot with an amazing dinner and amazing wine.
Dark wood, high tables, beautiful music. You can eat a little or a lot.
Yeah.
Staff are awesome.
So good. We ate a lot.
Winner.
As always, there is plenty happening around the city, around town, and also out of the city. One non-food related event that I'm excited for that was announced earlier this week. Billie Eilish is coming.
Yes.
She's doing a big Australia tour.
Yeah. If you're not a Taylor Swift fan, then maybe you're a Billie Eilish fan.
I'm a Swiftie and a Billie Eilish fan.
Right.
So you can fit into both categories, which is crazy.
Yeah. But this is going to be, I guess, 2025's like big marquee stadium show. Yeah. So she's coming to Melbourne's Rod Laver Arena on March 4, 5, 7 and 8 next year.
So, yeah. Tickets will be hard to get.
Yeah. Snapped up.
Try and get them.
Yeah. It's always wild to me that Bad Guy, that song, like, is the key sample in that is like our
pedestrian crossing.
Yeah. It makes me so proud.
Yeah, a little bit of our country.
Yeah.
Billie Eilish's Bad Guy.
Just woven into such a classic song.
Yeah, no, something to be proud of.
And I'm
national
sure,
pride.
Yeah, that banger will be played at Rod Laver next
Absolutely.
Year.
What else is going on around the city?
So this week we're profiling a new opening in the city, which is called Unglo, A-U-N-G-L-O, and it's a Thai hot pot place, like hidden in true Melbourne style down a dingy alleyway near Queen Street and La Trobe Street in Melbourne.
I believe it's like a roller door entrance. It kind of feels like you're going into a garage when you eat there.
It's like you've stumbled across some like backyard party or something, like through the garage door, and it's quite dark and lots of like red lights and low tables and of course these hot pot cooking devices, which is just like a great Thai influence broth and dunking all sorts of meats and things. It's predominantly Thai, but it does take other influences like Korean, Japanese, Chinese elements into the hot pot.
Yes, I need to go there because there's a dessert I'm excited about. So this isn't hot pot, but I'm excited. It's bingsu, which is like the milk-based shaved ice, and it's served in a hollowed-out watermelon.
They're huge now, aren't they?
Massive.
Those icy desserts.
Yeah, massive. That's what I'm going for. And also the hot pot, but I'm excited about the bingsu.
Yeah. They also have like all of those delicious treats that you want, like fried crispy chicken-y like situations to start. So I'd be getting those as well.
Perfect.
Yeah, but it's a real, like, impress your friends with your hidden knowledge of, you know, Melbourne's back streets.
Yeah, follow me down this laneway.
Yeah, like, trust me.
As I hinted at, out of town, openings are also big.
Yeah, we've got kind of an interesting opening, and now open this week, which is in Healesville. It's like, when is a restaurant not a restaurant? This is a 4-seat restaurant.
It's a big question.
Yeah, and it's called Emerald City, and it's from an ex-bar Liberty chef called Joel Allardyce. Or Allardyce.
So
yeah, 4 seats.
Bookings, I assume, will be tricky with 4 seats on offer.
Yeah, I mean, you often see it, I guess, with more like Japanese kind of like chef's tables, but this is bringing it to like that country cooking and more wine bar food. So yeah, I mean, keep an eye out on that internet to nab those seats.
I'm interested to see how that develops.
Yeah, but we're talking, you know, little snacks, hibachi grilled meats, and like a dish that you might have seen on Instagram, a rainbow trout dish, which is like super colourful and crazy, which that looks like my pick.
The long-awaited opening of Moondog.
Yes.
The new Moondog is finally upon us.
Moondog. Well, it's been the talk of the town the last couple of weeks.
The last few weeks have been a little bit fraught for Moondog.
Moondog heavy. Well, when I was last a guest on this podcast, we were absolutely sure that it was going to open that day.
Yes.
But then it didn't open. And all of these guests went to Footscray and they hadn't been given their final occupancy certificate, which you probably read about on Broadsheet and around town. It was quite amazing.
It was the news of the town.
Yeah, for sure. And look, there was a fire hydrant on the street. They thought it was in the right spot, but turned out it wasn't. And there was a bit of kind of back and forth and really sad that they would not be able to have that beautiful party, especially because, you know, I was invited and didn't get to drink beer.
You didn't get to go to the party. So.
Yeah, that's why I'm personally invested in this. but finally, a week later, after some more back and forth with the council, they moved the fire hydrant. And now it's all tickety-boo and it's open and ready to roll. And that mechanical bull is bucking.
It's gone. The mechanical bull is in full motion.
Indeed. So, you know, now we'll have to go back.
Yeah. No, we will make another trip to Footscray.
Yeah. And look, it looks super fun. 3 levels, space for 800 punters, 100 beer taps, Tex-Mex food, a rooftop bar. I mean, it's a shopping center of a venue.
Exactly. Every week, Broadsheet editors are hounded with questions about where to eat, what to do, where to go, all of the above. Mm-hmm. So we have been opening up our Instagram to our readers and our listeners and inviting them to submit questions to us. They're burning questions that we can answer on the podcast.
Flaming.
Flaming hot questions. This week, we have one. It reads, I'm looking for some recommendations for a staycation in Melbourne. What do you suggest?
Love a little staycation.
Love a staycation.
Yeah,
there's nothing like a little holiday in your city.
Yeah, just to get out of your own boring house and experience that luxe hotel life in your own city.
There's nothing like a hotel robe.
I know.
It's hard. You can't beat them.
And yeah, just to like fluff up the robe and like have some ridiculously long bath or shower.
Yes. So, and then you order some hot chips on room service. That's it. It doesn't really matter where you stay as long as you've got. But no, we do have some suggestions.
The staycation, you don't need to leave the room.
That's what you want. You actually want one where you want to just order room service and stay in.
And chill and like, yeah, hopefully they have all the channels, like all those funny little hotel channels, like hotel movies.
Yes. Yeah. Remember when you used to have to pay to watch a movie in a hotel?
I know. It was like the height of luxury.
But I think if we're talking hotels, if that's what we're talking in terms of the staycation.
Yeah. Where do you want to have a staycation?
I mean, Ritz-Carlton is...
Yes.
If we're talking about hotel rooms that you don't want to leave and robes.
Top of the pops.
Long baths and showers.
Yeah.
You're going to the Ritz-Carlton.
Stunning. I've been there. It even smells like fancy. It's one of those places that has its own sort of signature scent.
I'm a sucker for a scent.
Yeah.
That's...
It's divine. And it's got incredible views. It's super tall. I think like nearly well taller than the Rialto. And it kind of looks into Marvel Stadium. Like you can... sort of almost see the footy being played if it's on.
There's an idea for a staycation.
Yeah. Watch the footy.
Watch the footy from your hotel room in your room.
Sweet.
There's also, I guess it's less new now, but there's Le Meridian, which opened late last year.
Yes.
Which is like in a beautiful old Art Deco building.
Mm.
So that is and they've got a rooftop pool. So it's a bit cold for that at the moment, but.
A little chilly.
You never know.
Maybe they've got heating.
Yeah, surely. Yeah. They must have some kind of
situation
plan.
In Melbourne. Yeah. Hilton Little Queens, a lovely little city hotel. I was also thinking in South Yarra, there's the Lyle, which has just been done up, which is kind of like a little back street, gorgeous, smaller style hotel.
Yes, if you want to come out of the city and go and do a little South Yarra staycay instead, that's a great option.
Yeah, it's sort of near Francois and that kind of end of Turek Road. You can maybe do a little shopping and, yeah, do the south side thing.
Perfect.
Yeah. But there's actually two new hotels opening that I've had my eye on for ages. They're kind of much delayed, but I feel like they're getting ever closer. One is the Shangri-La. It's like a...
Yes. Like, when is that opening?
Twin build. Look, they say 2024. I think maybe Christmas. We're looking out for that one. But I think sooner will be the Standard X. So the Standard in the back streets of Fitzroy.
Yes.
Renamed the Standard X due to various issues. One of them being that there already is a Standard hotel in Fitzroy.
That'll get you.
It's not. But that is really nearly done. And I noticed they're advertising for all sorts of staff members like, room service deliverers, etc.
I did my year 10 work experience at the Langham Hotel.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Oh, what did you see?
I didn't organize anything. So I ended up there. It wasn't like a
planned thing.
Yeah, it wasn't like that was where I
dreamed
thought I was
gonna going.
Yeah, I just sort of ended up there, but it was fascinating.
I think that'd be yeah.
And I view hotels differently since.
Yeah. Do you have any like celeb staying or?
No, not at that time. No. Or not that I was privy in a position to be privy to.
The work experience was not.
I was behind the scenes.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. Yeah, they're quiet. I'm sure they see a lot of things.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
As always, we're looking at three things to try around Melbourne. I have been really into bathhouses.
Mm.
And I've always been into massages, but now bathhouses, which I didn't ever really think was my thing, but it's become my thing.
Well, look, I must say that bathhouses, the name, used to mean an entirely different thing.
Yeah. No, we're talking about modern day Melbourne bathhouses.
Yeah, they're now very like fancy and slick and, yeah, nothing to do with Weddell Wellington.
Moving
on. Where did you go?
Moving on. So I went to Sense of Self.
Oh, I've heard so much about it.
I had the best time ever.
Sounds so restorative and just a little me time.
I'm like not the most relaxed person, but I've never felt that level of zen. It was perfect.
Awesome.
We actually did the mud and scrub add-on as well, which is pretty amazing. They give you a like wet mud kit and a dry mud kit and you do it in, there's a separate sauna to use the kit in. And that was really nice. And then I basically was asleep in the mineral bath for
so
the night,
good.
Which was beautiful.
And so it's in a Collingwood warehouse?
Yeah, it's down Easy Street in Collingwood. Mm-hmm. It's a converted warehouse, I believe. They do like massages upstairs. The bathhouse is on the floor that you walk in. And I couldn't recommend it.
Sensational.
More
so
highly.
I've done the onsen thing in Japan where it's segregated into men and women and you have to get like starkers.
Mm.
It's not like that, is it?
No, it's everyone's in there together.
Right.
You're in bathers.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the mud and scrub option. You can go into that sauna even if you're not doing the mud kit. Mm-hmm. Then there's another sauna as well. There's a cold plunge. There's a long mineral pool. And the best part is there's these lounges scattered around.
Yeah.
And there's like a little tea station. There's dates. I ate so many dates and like nuts and dried apricots that you can just pick up while you're in there.
Just pure health.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. I'll have to go. I did go to a similar kind of one, but was just a little bit more hardcore, which is called Inner Studio.
Yes. I've been there. It is beautiful.
Yeah. It's also in that area, but it's this great space like that looks like they've done it from scratch. This enormous 30-person sauna. One of the largest saunas in the Southern Hemisphere.
She's big.
Yeah. And then these two kind of huge round pools. One of them is really hot and one of them is really, really cold. And it's so like kind of the Wim Hof method, right?
Yeah.
Where, you know, you just reach enlightenment and pure relaxation when you're plunged in really freezing water.
Have you done the cold plunge?
Oh, yeah, I did.
I was too scared. I haven't done the
cold
plunge.
It?
No, I was too scared.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was
silly.
I thought they would shame me if I didn't do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I swear there's nothing as good as, like, it was actually a mind game. Like, I was pins and needles. I think it was like 0 degrees or 1 or 2 degrees.
Yeah.
And you're in there for, I think we're in there for 90 seconds and then a minute and then 45 seconds or something. And I was just in another plane of, it was like excruciating. Like,
really?
I was like,
you're selling it. Yeah, but then really want to do it.
Then you get in the hot pool, which is just like the most pure, joyous relaxation ever and like relief.
Yeah.
And then when you get out, all your blood is just pumping in a completely different way. You're totally zen. You're kind of on a high. Like, yeah, I did it on a Monday night. I came home and I was just like bouncing off the walls. I couldn't like watch TV. I was just like, I need to do this every day.
They also do it, sense of self, breath work and yoga. Yeah. And I went, it was for a pop-up, but I did a Pilates class there, which was beautiful. And then, yeah.
There's just a really beautiful space. Lovely studio there as
well. Yeah, it's like, gorgeous. And it looks out because the space is filled with a lot of greenery and like beautiful natural light. And the space that they do the breath work and the yoga and everything in looks out onto that.
Mm.
And it's really, it's not your typical Pilates or yoga studio. It's really beautiful.
Yeah. And I have to say, speaking of celebrities, there was a few little famous faces in the hot and cold plunge pool when I was there, but I will just have to.
Well, that's going to make you do the cold plunge.
Off mic.
I will, but as soon as we.
There's quite a few high profile people who go there.
Interesting. Because you can also buy memberships to both to Inner Studios and to the Sense of Self.
Right. And so the third one?
The third one in Cremorne is Comma, and they've actually also got an outpost in Byron Bay. I've had a massage at Comma and it was gorgeous.
Next level.
It was beautiful. It was actually a gift from Broadsheet and it was beautiful. And I highly recommend that's, I guess, a little bit more accessible to those in the south. If you're not looking to travel all the way
over that
into
river.
The north, mm-hmm. across the river.
Yeah, for sure.
And I highly recommend Comma as well.
Yeah. We all just need a little me
time.
Everyone
needs a bit of a bathhouse.
Yeah.
Listener.